Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Another day, another EV. Electric vehicles are taking over, and I, for one, think that's a good thing. The market will bifurcate, of course. Those who really do long trips that make use of multiple fill-ups in a day will remain better off with internal combustion engines, whether in tandem with a hybrid or plug-in hybrid or not. For those of us who do the occasional long trip and are mostly city slickers, however, the true EV makes sense. Take the Volvo C40 Recharge Twin Motor Electric I just had in the driveway, essentially the lower station wagon version of the CX40. It feels more practical, and as it's lower, it's more efficient. It accelerates better than a greased cat that just risked one of its lives. This is in a family wagon. The interior is essentially the superb CX-40 with a little less rearward visibility through the rear screen. Not that this matters, as you will do your reversing with their class-leading cameras and safety systems. Now, power-wise, with two motors that give you 300 kilowatts and 660 newton meters, that's good for the ton in 4.7 seconds. With its one-speed gearbox, yes, you're ready. That right. The fastest part of that is on pull-off, so it feels even quicker than those 4.7 seconds. Now, the range is a credible 450 kilometers, meaning range anxiety is not a real concern. Volvo claims 510 kilometers, but no. At 1.324 million, it has all of the toys, but it also has an integration with Google that kind of makes CarPlay superfluous. Use Google to navigate and you get your battery status upon arrival, constantly updated, and a host of other integrations. The pixel lights, as they call them in the headlights, were an outstanding feature. So you get availability to Apple CarPlay, but you actually don't curiously get Android because you actually, the car becomes your Android phone for all intents and purposes, except for Bluetooth, which you handle through your phone. It comes with a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer vehicle warranty and 8 years, 160,000 kilometers on the battery, and you get a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer full maintenance plan. Not that that would matter. It's a lot of spacious wagon for the money. Volvo claims 21 kilowatts per 100 kilometers, so at the current electrical pricing, that's around 70 rand per 100 kilometers. The car is an electric compact crossover that won my heart, just that bit better in every way than its more obvious BMW and Mercedes competitors. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.